Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and deservedly so. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Deaney's here. John's an almost 18-year member of our Brain Trust, and he's one of the top management thinkers in our Brain Trust. He teaches CEOs, small business CEOs, and has been now for many decades how to put their best foot forward. He's the author of a number of books, including two that I'm very jealous of, Hunting in a Farmer's World, which is an award-winning book. And another one that should have, if it hasn't already won, his new one, Your Exit Map, is probably the most beautiful slash useful book I've ever seen. John Deaney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back again.
John, I'm telling you, this Your Exit Map is an astonishing book. I mean, I know what it takes to publish a book. And when I see what you put into this book, it's just, it makes me tired just to think about it. So congratulations. I'm really proud of your work. Folks, whatever John does is high quality. So one of the things we've talked about in a long time for a while now is the fact that our generation, baby boomers, are today, yesterday, tomorrow, a month, a year, 10 years from now, millions of small businesses owned by baby boomers are going to be changing hands one way or another. And that's what you've been focusing a lot of your career on lately. And the big question is, how much is my business worth, right?
Yeah, that's always the lead. You know, whether you're planning retirement or just, you know, for the pride of it, for the sense of value, what have I created here and what would it be worth to someone mm-hmm. else? And it's surrounded by an awful lot of confusion and miscomprehension and misassumption, and there are many, many reasons why.
And fantasy.
As a coach, I have to. And fantasy. Yeah.
There's some fantasy but, you know, out there, isn't
there? You know, sometimes it's delusion. The first hard discussion I have to have.
Fantasy
know,
and delusion.
Yeah, we, you know, because there's a lot of pride tied up in having built a business. There's a lot of ego, but I don't mean bad ego. I mean justifiable mm-hmm. ego. You've done something special. You've created something, especially if you bootstrapped it up out of nothing. And it's sweat equity in your hard work. And, you know, many owners, and kind of rightfully so, assume that if they work their entire life building something, it is going to produce enough to fund their retirement. And that's a very difficult conversation to have with an owner when they start doing reality checks as to what their company's going to be mm-hmm. valued at.
That's right. Well, and that's the real conundrum for a small business is at what point in time do you stop putting money in your business where it's always going to want more money, and do you develop a parallel track of financial security in case the business doesn't pay off,
some
kind of retirement system? And that may be one of the most difficult. It is one of the most difficult decisions, and that a small business owner has to deal with, isn't it?
I mean, how many times, Jim, have you talked to a business owner, and you know, you get around to a conversation about their net worth or their portfolio or their savings, and they say, "Oh, I just reinvest everything back in my business.
Right.
I don't trust other companies as much
right.
as I trust myself."
Right.
Well, that's frankly, that's just like investing your entire 401k in Enron stock.
Right. Right.
You know,
but it's understandable. You know, it's not something you or I minimize. I mean, it's understandable when people do that. It's just understandable.
Sure, and the equation for what your company is valued at isn't based on fairness.
That's right.
No, nobody comes in, looks at your books and says, "Oh, But I have to keep in mind that this guy worked 60 hours a week for 30 years to make this happen. That doesn't count anymore.
Yeah. Now, all your sacrifice, if it can't be converted to something on paper, all your sacrifice is not going to mean much. Unless it can manifest to some degree in goodwill. Can it?
Well, the definition of goodwill is just what you get paid above and beyond the asset value
right.
of the company.
Right.
And that's the accounting definition.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that's one of the primary misconceptions. A lot of owners think goodwill is, what do my customers think of me? If everybody likes me, I must have a big goodwill number. No, the goodwill number comes from generating more profit.
Right.
And therefore more value than your assets.
Goodwill is when customers come back and do more business, which then reflects on the bottom line. We're going to come back and talk.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get John to shuck it down for us and give us some valuation strategies. After this break, it's 20 till. Right back with John Deeney. Check out his book, Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. It's outstanding.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.